Season greetings. It is I, Misty Mayhem, here in the month of December to tell you about a ping ponger who simply ain't round no longer. Marty Wiseman, the so-called wizard of table tennis, the sport in which he captured national championships, won and lost fortunes on wagers and moved crowds to laughter as an opening act for the Harlem Globetrotters, sometimes used a frying pan as a paddle, has died at the age of 82. Known as the Needle for his slimness, quick wit, and excessively skinny penis, Mr. Wiseman traveled the world to hoodwink movie stars and winos, winning enough to become a three-time millionaire and losing enough to be a three-time former millionaire with a crabby-ass attitude. Needle Dick Marty was good enough to win 22 major table tennis titles from 1946 to 2002, including two United States Open and a British Open. Many considered him one of the 10 best ever to play the game. Of the other 9 people on the top 10 list, 8 have dicks of normal width, and the other
is a woman
who has a vagina. In 1997, at 67, he became the oldest player to win a national championship in a racket sport by winning the United States National Hard Bat Championship. No one knows what the Hardback Championship is, and to be honest with you, it's the holidays, people, and I got shit to do, and I didn't look it up. Indeed, Mr. Wiseman cut a flamboyant figure. He favored Borsellino fedoras, Panama hats, JNCO jeans, and fashionably bright button-ups. Before beginning a game, he habitually removed a $100 bill from his roll to measure the net. He talked fast, forever promoting what he termed the Wiseman myth. His signature trick was breaking a cigarette in half from across the table. If the bet was large enough, he would play sitting down. If it was very large, he would play blindfolded. He had a cause bigger than himself, however. After the Japanese player Hiroshi Sato showed up with a new kind of paddle to beat Mr. Wiseman at the World Championship in 1952 in Mumbai, then known as Bombay, Mr. Wiseman crusaded against it. Wiseman preferred the old kind of paddle, called a hard bat. Oh shit, that's what a hard bat is? Okay, gotcha. Was covered with a thin layer of pimpled rubber. The new one had smooth, thick rubber with no pimples, and propelled the ball at greater speeds. He lost the argument. The new model became the game standard. Not the least of his objections was the newer paddles was relatively soundless. He liked to react to the whack of the paddle hitting ball in the manner of the outfielder running at the crack of the bat or the sound of Blake backhanding a wise-cracking youngin. For 20 years, starting in the late 1950s, Mr. Wiseman operated the Riverside Table Tennis Courts at 96th Street and Broadway. Dustin Hoffman, Kurt Vonnegut, David Mamet, Ed Cookie Burns, and a group of violinists from the Metropolitan Opera were regulars. Bobby Fischer found relief from the rigors of chess there. Usually lurking in a little back room was Mr. Wiseman, hoping for a challenging match with a worthwhile wager. His betting ways first got Marty in trouble when he was 15. He was participating in a national tournament in Detroit. He had placed a $500 bet on himself with a man he thought was a bookie. Dropping five $100 bills into his palm, the man turned out to be the head of the United States Table Tennis Association. Police officers escorted Mr. Reisman from the tournament and beat him severely with a gutta percha cane, similar to the one Senator Charles Sumner was bludgeoned with in the Senate in 1856, nearly killing the man. Reisman, of course, rebounded from the incident and went on to have a fabled sporting career. The man himself once marveled that he had made a living around a game usually played in the basement next to the clothes dryer in a pile of shit-stained sweatpants. "A funny way to spend a life," he said. "Real funny." Funny for real. Fun. Real funny. Marty Reisman, athlete, hustler, ping pong slickster, a tiny ass dickster, may you continue to bust out surprise drop shots for all eternity. Happy holidays, everybody, and I'll catch you in 2013. Misty Mayhem out.